The scripture lesson today comes from Mark, the 9th chapter, verses 33 through 37. I mentioned in the first service today that all three times I've been to Arizona on interviewing, it's rained. I cannot promise anything when I return in October, but we will see. Our scripture lesson today comes as Jesus is teaching his disciples. And it reads this. It says, "Then they came to Capernaum. And when he was in the house, he asked them, 'What were you arguing about on the way?' But the disciples, they were silent, for on the way they were arguing with each other who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said to them, 'Whoever wants to be first must be last and a servant of all.' Then he took a little child and put him among them, and taking his arms, he said to them, 'Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So Dr. Abram asked me a couple of weeks ago when I was here to give a short homily. And he asked me the question is, what challenges face youth ministry today? And as I reflected on that, and I had lots of opportunities to talk to the APNC on my views of youth ministry, one of the things that stuck out to my mind isn't necessarily the challenge in youth ministry, it's the challenge of youth ministry. And that is, where are all the youth going? Where are all of the college age 20-somethings going this day and age? And why are they leaving the church in droves? And so asking this, I ask why this is happening. And so I came up with two reasons why I believe that this is happening. You can agree with me or not, but these are the way that I see that the church, as a greater church, the issues we're having. The first is, we're not challenging our youth enough. Our youth, our junior hires, our high schoolers are taking classes at an accelerated level of which we as parents can only begin to imagine. They're taking AP classes, which are college accredited classes. You know, we were looking at schools for our son Trey this last week, and he could take a Spanish immersion class in first grade. I took Spanish when I was a sophomore in high school. The time is changing. Teens and youth can Instagram while tweeting about being on Facebook simultaneously, where we are only perceiving what I just said. Society expects more and more of our youth today, treating them at a younger and younger age, telling them that they are adults. You can make decisions for yourself. Yet in the church, we still treat our youth as children. We don't challenge them to make their own faith decisions. We tell them that they will. We fail at letting it become their own personal faith, which will carry them through the rest of their lives. We don't challenge them to question, to ask the really tough questions that we as adults struggle with when it comes to faith. We often don't challenge them to seek truth. There's a story of circus fleas, which were a big thing many years ago, so I hear. And a flea, if you put it in a jar, this is true, will jump only so many times, hitting its head on the top of the jar, the lid of the jar. Eventually, that flea will learn that it can only jump so high before it hits its head. So eventually, you can unscrew the lid of the jar, and a flea will never jump out of its container. It will have learned that it can only jump so high, and for the rest of its life, it will only strive to jump that high. We have to set that bar much higher for our youth so that they learn they can jump out of the jars, they can jump out of the boxes in which the church has set for them. The other aspect I feel in that the church, the reason youth are leaving the church, is the lack of adult friends and mentors. There are many churches that treat youth, whether we'd like to admit it or not, as secondary citizens. But the reality in this predicament is at confirmation, when the ninth grader, eighth graders become members of the church, they have the same voting right in just a few minutes that you who've been here for 25 years have been a part Presbyterian your entire life have. Your one vote of 40 years of service to the Presbyterian Church could be overruled by somebody who's been a member less than 3 or 4 months. They are members of this church. But yet they deal in They look at this paradox because they're not quite adults. We don't treat them quite like adults, but when they graduate high school, we instantaneously expect them to be adults. And they don't know how to adjust to that world. And so in a society and a world that tells them that, hey, we've got a lot of things over here going for you. You can sleep in on Sunday because it's your one day of rest. The church is struggling to compete with that. And so it is our job as the church to help youth understand their faith. It's the job of the congregation at a large to help do that. Jesus took 12 disciples and spent 3 years with them walking, teaching them, showing them how to be humble, empowering them. And when they failed, he didn't sit there and said, hey, you messed up the narthex area, you can't use it again. Or who made this mess? When they came back and they couldn't heal someone who was sick, he said, the reason you failed is because this is the kind that you need to enter in with prayer. So he taught them. He walked with them. He showed them the way. And when they did fail, he was there to love them and to show them the way. If we do this, if we challenge our youth, if we walk beside them in their faith journeys as a congregation, they will know and experience firsthand who Christ is. And they will understand what it means when we talk about Christ's love and what Christ did, demonstrating that love for us. So when we go back to the original question, what is the challenge in youth ministry? I think it is finding people to invest. To invest, and I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about time, talents, skills. I'm talking about taking a student out for coffee who's had a rough week of school or maybe whose parents are going through a rough time. I'm talking about taking a youth aside and telling them what they're doing right, not just what they've been doing wrong. Finding people in their lives who truly care about their nurture and their well-being with Christ. That is what I feel is the challenge to youth ministry today, finding people who care enough about the church that as Christ called the children together, he said, you welcome me. To find the church, to find the people that are willing to welcome Christ through the children and to realize that it's not the church for tomorrow, it's the church of today. That they are the ones partnering with us who will make this the kingdom of God. Amen.